Our thanks for the news update there on the half hour, and our thanks to you for listening in here on another Saturday. We're actually recording this program Thursday of this week. It's raining today, but boy, the weather just looks like it's going to be spectacular here on out. More spring-like and maybe even temperatures into the 80s by the time we get to Wednesday. Russ Smith is still with me here. I wanted to make sure we left you in the conversation, Russ. Navi's going to come back and help us with fish bites in a couple of minutes, but we wanted to connect today with Anthony Monson. You guys have known each other for a while now.
Yeah, we have, and Anthony's business and my business is somewhat parallel in that we really depend on a six-month season, so to speak. Do you agree with that, Anthony?
Right, we are seasonal, yeah.
And I think three-quarters of my business is recreational, and all of your business is recreational. So this virus deal has really kind of slowed everything down.
All I can to make teams going out.
Yeah, we should say, for those that don't remember any past conversations with you, you are the owner of Utah Whitewater. So before we get too far into the weeds here, which is never good if you're on a river trip, before we get too far into the weeds, tell everybody about Utah Whitewater and what you do and how long you've been doing it.
So we've been in business since 2012. We're a specialty shop, whitewater inflatables. This year we got into hard shell kayaks, so we're a Dagger dealer, but we carry most major raft brands and the associated equipment. We do carry oars, which fishermen really like. We carry the fancy wood oars that got these really cool designs of fish on them, Sawyer oars. So we carry a pretty good amount. And the weather, between the weather and the COVID, we're pretty slow right now.
Yeah. But you're not a guide service, correct?
I have a side business where I do guide in Dinosaur National Monument.
Ah, and Russ, you were saying you just sent some phones down there, or you at least got an order for a phone to head that direction?
Well, yeah, Desolation is open now, I guess, and we've got a couple of parties going down Deso, so they picked up phones, so that's a good thing.
I love it when you do the lingo. Deso, they're headed down to Deso.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what we call it.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Desolation.
Deso is one of those, Anthony, that you kind of have to run at certain times of the year, right?
Yeah, it just depends on what they're releasing out of the dam up there. So it does get pretty bony, and you might have to pick off a few sandbars.
Don't want to be headed to Deso when it's bony. I'm just saying. I might actually understand your conversation by the time we're done with this. What are your expectations going into this? Or are you going in, as they told me in my divorce parenting class one time, they said, go into this relationship with little or no expectations.
Well, I've been divorced, and it's not that bad.
Is that kind of the way you're approaching the season here?
Yeah, when things start opening up, I think we'll be going gangbusters because everybody's just chewing at the bit to get out of the house. And so it's my hope that it gets busy to make up for this lull.
Well, Russ, this is what I've been saying on the air for the past couple of weeks. It's going to be incumbent on all of us. And I know it's not a direct correlation, but I will always remember George W. Bush standing on that pile of rubble in New York City with the fire chief, with the bullhorn. And his message was, and in that case, it was terrorism. We didn't want to give in to the terrorists to what they really wanted and have them damage our economy. So it was up to all of us to keep going out, go to restaurants, go to movies, go ahead with your life so that you can keep this economy going. That's going to be more important than anything going forward, and yet in this situation, it's going to totally depend on a job coming back for most of them out there. Most of us,
it really is. And we felt like Tuesday was our opening day for the year. Usually it's a month earlier. But when we get three calls in a day for rentals, we're happy, you know. And it beats some of the calls that I've gotten earlier where people had trips planned and had to cancel. And, you know, pretty sad about it. But I think this is the beginning of our – finally the beginning of our playtime, I think, for lack of a better term. People want to get out and exercise and recreate, and we both Anthony and I want to be there for them, and so we are, you know.
Yeah. I was just about to say, we were having a conversation to start the show about state parks reopening, many of them anyway, here in Utah, and the conversation is at least on to open up our national parks. But state parks opening and national parks opening, I think, is going to help the river running. Because there are some places that you have to pass through, right, Anthony?
Right, yeah. Many rivers are managed by the Park Service, like the Grand Canyon, Cataract Canyon, and Lodore. They're all managed by Park Service. So when they decide how to move forward, then we'll start getting excited. Right now, I'm a little cautious.
Well, there were rumblings that Grand Canyon may not even open this season.
Really? I hope that's not the case. But you got, like, the BLM manages Desolation, so they're a little lax as far as, like, being specific. And the Forest Service manages a lot of rivers up in Idaho, so they haven't...
Right.
They haven't locked us out, so too bad.
Yeah. Russ, you got out of the boat rental business, didn't you?
I did. I sold my boat.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Anthony does a good job on boat rentals. You're still renting boats, aren't you, Anthony?
Yeah, we have several setups.
Yeah.
In fact, I got my first call on a couple rentals to go down and run the San Juan River down in southeastern
Utah. Awesome.
I'm kind of curious, and as long as we've got you on the line, how many people, or percentage-wise, I guess you couldn't give me numbers, but percentage-wise, if you had to guess, how many people tackle river running themselves and how many do it through a guide?
I don't know the numbers, really. We're very few and far between. So it's not that's why we're considered a niche market, and that's why we're not open year-round.
You mean few and far between as far as people that rent boats?
Well, that tackle do-it-yourself river running.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are afraid of the water, and they, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere, so you've got to mitigate that. But with satellite phones and other communication devices, you can really stay in touch, too.
Yeah, and there are things to take into consideration that many people might not until they get right down to it, Russ. And I think we had the conversation maybe before we jumped on the air about shuttle services that may not be available right now. And so you have to make arrangements to shuttle yourself once you get off the river downstream somewhere.
Anthony, you can speak to that probably more than I can about the shuttle services.
Well, they're shut down because they don't want to spread and want to protect their employees. But I got in trouble with Russ a little bit this week. Somebody was looking for a shuttle driver. And tongue-in-cheek, Russ said, oh, anybody need shuttles? When we talked about coming on the air.
Oh.
Someone called me, and I sent them to Russ.
Oh,
so.
Boy. Russ, you didn't tell me you're branching out into a new business, are you?
Well, I'll tell you, I would do it if I thought I could do it all summer. But there's other people out there that's their main business. I'm not going to cut into that. I got enough to do here.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious that, Russ knows this, but my brother and I have been planning for years to make a Harley-Davidson ride through Europe. And when you start doing logistics like that where you're trying to connect with, you know, not just a flight that gets you to one country, but then you want to ride motorcycles through three or four or five other European countries, you have to count on all of them opening up their borders and having all of their services up and running. So in terms of having access to shuttle services and being able to get on a certain river that passes through a certain park. I mean, pretty soon it gets a little cumbersome to get it all mapped out. Anthony, give people information on if they're looking for boat rentals or if they're looking for suggestions or just expertise on equipment. How do they find you?
Yeah, just either drop into the store. Right now, we're during COVID, we're open Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Or give us a call at 801-455-5450. So, yeah, and I can point you in the right direction or get you set up here. We rent anything from small craft to hard shell kayaks to inflatable kayaks up to 15, 16-foot rafts with the full or set up with dry boxes and coolers, everything set up to have you be successful on the water.
Is that a daily rental or a weekly thing?
It's however many days you want.
Okay.
You know, you just book the duration that you need them for. The smaller stuff generally rents for shorter term.
And Russ, a fair amount of your phone rentals have been to folks that are going on river runs because obviously they're going to be out in the middle of nowhere. Tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to plan something like that.
Well, it's the same old number in the same old place, 801-450-8317. And I wanted to say we've rolled back our prices to probably about 10 years ago.
Really?
And, I know everybody's going to be suffering this summer because of lack of employment for a couple of months. A lot of people are hurting. And so we wanted to temporarily roll back our prices. And we don't want to send anybody into the backcountry without some sort of communication. So before you do that, come and see us. We'll work something out with you.
Good for you.
You know, so got plenty of equipment.
I know the number better than Russ does. He never calls himself. It's 801-450-8317, or they can find you online.
Yep, skycallsatellite.com.
Anthony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break.
Anthony.
When we come back, Navinovskis is back on the line with us, and we'll talk fishing both on the rivers and get the latest information for you as best we can on Ice Off at the Barry. So don't go away.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Ooh la la, oh my my.
Oh my my.
Looking around, quarter past five. Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the Fish fry.
All right, it's time for some fish bites. By the way, coming up after the top of the hour, Blair Stringham, the migratory... That's hard for me to get out. Blair Stringham.
You can do it.
We'll be here. Our migratory game bird coordinator will be on with us. We're going to talk about spring weather and what it means for finding baby birds in the backyard and how to deal with that and how to attract birds into your backyard to do some backyard bird watching.
Yes, I've been doing that, Tim.
Has that become a thing for you?
It's a thing. It is. I got one of those bird feeder little. I got one in the shape of an owl, then another one that's got nuts and seeds. And I asked for it for Christmas, and I never put it up. But now that I'm living in the mountains in a motorhome, it's up about 25 paces from my door. In fact, from my window when I use the restroom. But more importantly, you need to know, I got my little spotting scope right on it. So I sit in my rocking chair. I'm not making this up. And I scope that thing, and I watch the birds. When I can zoom into their eyeball, and they love my feeder. They're there every day. I've got birds all around. I mean, I got geese. I have sandhill cranes. I've got a red-tail hawk in his nest or her nest. I don't know which. And then I've also got an osprey. And so I am just a bird guy now. I just love the birds.
You know, this is a mental image that Russ and I aren't going to be able to download. I've seen you early in the morning on ski trips with your ute jammies on and your belly hanging out. But to picture you with a 3-day beard and a 5-day stench, sitting there with your scope watching the birds. This is almost too much for me.
Well, it's actually a 2 to 3 week beard.
Ooh.
But the belly does hang out. Thank you for pointing that out. But let me tell you, I do. I would rather, I could go in the motorhome and watch TV. I'd rather just sit out there and watch the birds for hours.
Yeah. I wish you could stay with us for our conversation with Blair. He would love to hear about your passion.
Yep.
But we're running out of time. I want to know about fishing. Fishing.
Yeah. Fishing is phenomenal, Tim. I've been fishing most every day. And, by the way, the Provo and the Weber are fishing so well. There's a lot of anglers out there, so keep your distance. It's not a problem, though. I don't know how much longer it's going to last because, at least in Davis and Weber County, the water came up. The contracts opened up yesterday, so everybody has their water to water their lawns. And so at some point, they're going to have to raise the river.
Mm.
Excuse me, but let me tell you, it's been so good. I hope you don't miss out. The rivers aren't up yet. I don't know when they're going to open up, but you want to get there because it's really good right now.
So what are you throwing?
Excuse me. I got a little cough here. Well, the rain, you know, the rain today and yesterday has really made the San Juan worms to be a great pattern. But I've been just using old school stuff, sow bugs, you know, hare's ears. Some of my oldest patterns from way back, I've been throwing them on there. I mean, I could tell you what they are, but it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the basic stuff, the fish are phenomenal. The browns, I've been fishing the Weber, and, you know, I'm getting way more browns this time of year than whites. I'm in like 5-1, and we're getting them about, oh, I don't know, maybe 14 to 22, and a whole lot in about the 16.5-inch range. The fishing's as good as I've ever seen it. It's just been a really good fishing year, at least, you know, on those. And then, of course, the lakes are all opening up. And well, when I'm talking about the lakes, I'm talking about East Canyon and
well, here, let me get this in, because this was as of the 22nd. Everybody's wondering about ice off at Strawberry.
Right.
And they said the edges of the ice have pulled away from the shoreline on most of the lake, anywhere from a couple feet to 25 feet. Reports coming in of steady success over on the Strawberry side. There are only a couple of places that have enough open water to fish. Mosquito Bay is one of them, Mud Creek the other. And they say this weekend will be phenomenal for your ice fishing. So real quick, tell us how to be successful there.
Okay, well, it's not ice fishing. This is the gaps between the ice and the land.
Okay, ice off fishing.
Yeah, ice off fishing, right. All the fish are migrating to the warm water because the ultraviolet rays are hitting that. The sun is warming it. They come into the shallows, and they're cruising in there because all the leeches move there, all the food moves there, and so do the big fish. Ice off is arguably the best time to be fishing. So I'm glad you told me Strawberry came off, and this is Thursday, so Saturday, right after, just get in the car and get up there because it's awesome. Just throw it up there. If you hit the ice, no biggie, just pop it in, one bump in, and then let it drop straight down. And by the way, keep it slack, but then keep your finger on it because they're going to hit it as it drops. And then bring it towards you in a slow pace. It's got to be slow, nothing fast right now. They're still lethargic, but the fish are going to be huge. This is awesome.
They suggest,
and I think black and purple
are
your colors.
Well, you're right on. They're suggesting black marabou jigs, black woolly buggers, and this weekend they absolutely expect that it's going to be the best fishing.
There you go.
Of ice off. All right. We're going to let the old man go back to the mountain.
The old man from the mountain's coming home.
All right, Navidauskas, thanks for checking in. I miss you.
I miss you guys, too. Be safe.
All right.
See you, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye, Russell.
And, Russ, you're going to stick around. Coming up after the top of the hour, after we get an update from ABC News, we will be talking with Blair Stringham from the Division of Wildlife. What to do about those birds in your backyard? And I might even try and solicit some help on what I do about that woodpecker that loves my front porch. Stay right there.